Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject, we're dealing with the fruit of the Spirit, and the topic particularly is called Introduction. Why is it important to develop the fruit of the Spirit? Let us now go to our foundation scripture of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 26. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Verse 16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law, that is the Holy Spirit. Verse 19, now the works of the flesh are evident. They are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, and of which I tell you beforehand, just as I have told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with their passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. I'm going to read now another translation called the Amplified Bible from verse 16. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh, which is the human nature without God. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Holy Spirit are opposed to the flesh or the godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to one another, continually withstanding and in conflict with each other, so that you are not free, but you are prevented from doing what you desire to do. But if you are guided and led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the doings or practices of the flesh are clear and obvious. They are immorality, impurity, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, divisions, party spirit of factions, sect, with the particular opinions and heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. And I warn you beforehand, just as I previously, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, is love, joy or gladness, peace, patience, which is an even temper, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, which is meekness and humility, self-control, which is self-restraint. Against such there is no law that can bring a charge. And those who belong to Christ Jesus, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature, with its passions, appetites, and desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Spirit or the Holy Spirit. In the book of John chapter 3 verse 3, it says we must be born again, Jesus speaking. Why is it important that we get born again? For our spirit to operate and to enter into heaven, we must be born again. We must become a new creation. We see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation or creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Even though God has recreated our human spirit so we can enter into heaven, God also wants us to have the character of his Holy Spirit. And the character of his Holy Spirit are called the fruit of the Spirit. We can see quite clearly in the scriptures from verse 19 down to verse 21. It talks about the human nature, the godless human nature, before we are born again. God does not want that to continue in our lives, so he gives us the fruit or character of the Holy Spirit, which are called the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit are not just nice things to have. They are spiritual weapons that we can use in our walk with God during our life here on the earth and also in ministry. It is important to develop the fruit of the Spirit first in our lives before God will give us ministry gifts. As the fruits are developed, the gifts are given by the Holy Spirit. When we receive Jesus into our lives and become born again, we have what the Holy Spirit has, his character, because he is in us. The fruit of the Spirit come in seed form, as does with everything else in the kingdom of God, and must be developed in our lives. The Holy Spirit will help us to develop the fruit of the Spirit, which is the character of God within us. When the fruit of the Spirit are developed in the life of a believer, it protects the believer from the attacks from Satan by countering what he sends against the believer. When problems come into the life of a believer, Satan wants the believer to react according to the old nature. Therefore, he can control the believer and keep the believer from walking in victory. God wants us to develop the fruit of the Spirit, the character of the Holy Spirit. And with these fruit of the Spirit, we can counter his attacks. In the Bible, it says through faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God. As we develop the fruit of patience, it helps us, together with faith, to obtain the promises of God, and Satan doesn't want that. Another one is the joy of the Lord is our strength. When you come to a problem in life that's so overwhelming, you lose your joy. When you lose your joy, you lose your strength. And by losing your strength, you're in a position to give up rather than to receive the promises of God, and Satan knows that. All the fruit of the Spirit or the character of the Holy Spirit in us or in you, they are there for a reason. They are powerful if we develop them to a full maturity. The nine fruit of the Spirit, they will assist you and help you in your Christian walk, in your ministry, to counter what Satan throws at you, because they are supernatural against his natural. Satan does not want you to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. That's why he will tell you the fruit of the Spirit are just nice things. You don't really need them. It is God's will for every believer to have the character of the Holy Spirit within them. God knows that we need the character traits of the Holy Spirit. We need the fruit of the Spirit to have victory in our Christian life, to have our victory in ministry, and victory in our normal life on the earth. The fruit of the Spirit are very important and they are necessary. Please remember that the fruit of the Spirit are put into your spirit when you are born again, but they are in seed form. What does that mean? They have to grow. How do they grow? Through practicing. You'll have many opportunities in your life to practice the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit need to be practiced for them to grow into maturity, and they are also needed when you go into ministry. God will not give you ministry gifts until you mature in the fruit of the Spirit. I hope you've enjoyed today's topic. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.